Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We appreciate you tuning in and spending a little time with Barbecue Bob and I. What's cooking, baby?
Well, right now on the grilling line, we have a fellow that I met in March of 2011 in Salt Lake City at the Hearth Patio and Barbecue Show. His name is Blake Carson from Carson Rodizio. How you doing, buddy?
What up? Doing great.
Yeah, so Blake hails from Memphis. He's got a very strong passion for Argentinian charrascoa barbecue, and he's made the unit that Randy loves that I have so much. I hope it's still in my garage. I know it is. Yeah. But it's called a Carson, and your new product is called Carson Rodizio. And we just want to welcome you to the show, and it's awful nice to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you allowing me to chat with you today.
So want to basically tell people about your latest products, because it just keeps expanding, and you have actually a company that's partnered up with you that's doing the manufacturing. Tell us about that.
Well, basically, the new brand is Carson Rodizio. Rodizio is pretty much the word for the entire market segment. So that word will become common language soon as the world Rodizio revolution grows, as we say. The style of it is just as social as it gets. You know, the technique, the family that you had mentioned is Tomasi. They're a third generation family that pretty much have been the backbone of the entire industry in the world. If you eat at a Brazilian steakhouse, more than likely you've already eaten off the equipment that comes out of their factory. So the same machine, same factory builds the Carson Rodizio by Tomasi brand. And in essence, the market segment is Rodizio. Rodizio, literal translation in Portuguese, means wheel. But it's kind of that constant spinning spirit of a party, the meats, the food. It's a rock concert of flavor. It's visual. It's entertaining. And it's just completely 180 to what the status quo, as we like to call it, in, you know, the United States have been grown up and been taught to, you know, how they've been taught to barbecue.
Right. There are several very successful chains and, of course, plenty of independents. But I'm sure a lot of people have eaten at a Brazilian steakhouse. So what we're talking about is a firebox. And you stack up the skewers, and there's a box behind it that has little sockets that all these skewers go into, and they're all turning at the same time.
It's all skewer-driven. It's all open flame. It's all rotisserie. It's all musical skewers, as we say. So you're able to feed a mass amounts of people with all sorts of different variety. You know, as an example, I'll be feeding 650 people on Sunday, and I'll be moving around. I'll have, I think, 18 kits. So, you know, well over 100 skewers when you add all the variety together throughout the night.
So you'll be stacking them up. So
it'll be like 250 skewers, I think, in all will be what we'll be spending that day. And I'll be one person doing it all.
Do you put the raw meat on the bottom for starters?
It all depends on what protein you're doing.
Right.
And how fast you need to do it. So the one thing you can't control when it comes to making a living in food is people's punctuality. People pay me a lot of money to cook them premium menus, and they'll always say, and it's always usually a high stressful situation. Somebody's trying to impress somebody, and you know we need food service to begin at 6:30, and then notoriously they'll come to me and say, "Can you push it back to 7:30?" And it's like, gladly. Whereas if I'm cooking conventionally, I'd be like, "What?"
Right. Right.
So Brazilian barbecue, if I get that, I just move everything up because you can just move everything up, slow cook it. Everything's pretty much par cook. And so when the mass come, you drop it down hot, sear it off, carve it up, and everybody has a good time.
So, Blake, this drop, this thing fascinates me, and we've used it, your previous models. It's a standalone, and it had a little box, if everybody's listening, that where we build a charcoal fire in it, and then the skewers, I think there were seven of them, that we could put in there at three at one level, four at the other, maybe. But it was people at a tailgate were mesmerized by this thing, which is what really drew me to it, because it was much more than just cooking food for people. It was entertaining. And I had guys coming up taking videos of this thing. Like, I've never seen anything like this before. And it's just, it's kind of like a hook a little bit that you get somebody
it's
to come in and watch that.
And I'll give you an example to piggyback on what you just said. So I catered for the entire executive team at Disney last December. And the culinary director, Chef Eddie, basically said one of the most amazing things I've ever heard, and that is the morale of the room is what truly dictates the taste of the steak. There's no chef on the planet, not even at Disney, that can make anything taste good to a person that shows up determined to be in a bad mood. And so basically what he's saying is what the Carson Rodizio brand and cultural, you know, the, basically what we're about, and it already sets the stage of anticipation to where the morale in the room is a little bit higher than normal. Versus a conventional grill played out burger, lid, hot dog, whatever. It's just the same old, really nothing to get excited about and come and eat and blah, blah, blah. We typically charge somewhere between 100 and 250 a head because you're adding a lot more value than just, you know, feeding people, your actual entertainment. And that's why we're culinary musicians. And we get that creative high when you're right there in front of people, when they walk up to the, you know, Rodizio Wall of Flame. It's basically a just a premium food bar, and everything's cooked hot, fresh, on site. None of it's cooked, you know, off site and brought in. It's our kitchen is wherever we are.
So it's not just proteins either, right? You're doing vegetables and others?
Everything. I mean, we'll do 27 different varieties of things. That's the kind of the cool thing about the row case is that it can be hot, cold, dry. So we can have one row case be completely cold for salads. One row case be, you know, completely hot for holding proteins hot, and then a dry storage, and then sinks, and so it's just so much fun.
So where can people see this product online?
Right now, you can go to crodizio.com. Our URL's in transfer mode. It's supposed to be working again tomorrow. CarsonRodizio.com is the main URL, but for now, temporary URL is crodizio.com, and you can learn all you ever want to know about it.
So Blake, where can somebody get one of these? Are they only available online, or do you have a dealer network?
We have a limited dealer network. There's a gentleman in Wyoming. There's Canada. There's maybe about three or four in the United States. Currently, we have a laundry list of dealers that have been graciously waiting for us to really attack the dealer network. But for now, it's just through myself and about three dealers here in the country.
Very nice.
So we can buy it online. So, Blake Carson, Carson Rodizio, good to talk to you again, friend. It's been like 8 years, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing so well.
We met the first show. That was when I really got my ears wet.
Yeah.
Good meeting you then.
Well, you had a great position in the show, too, because everybody that came in saw it, and you always had a crowd around you. So the magic is there, and We certainly appreciate you taking time with us. We're going to speak with you again, and I hope to see you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
Right. Thanks, Blake.
Yeah, this unit, he didn't talk about it, but it sits on top of your grill, the newest one that he's got. So the one that you have, Bob, is a grill in and of itself. You actually build a fire in the unit itself,
yeah.
Where this one is a little more flexible
because
it sits on top of your grill.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
So, but a really cool, I'm telling you, if you throw a party and you bust one of these things out, it is mesmerizing to people. So coming up next, speaking of busting something out, pheasants, ducks, and geese, watch them run. Stick with us. We'll be back. We'll be right back.